Face to face with the 2024 DACA winner, March 22, 2024. One of the advantages of serving on the International Truck of the Year jury is the fact that it really opens doors. In this case, it opened the door to the DACA-winning IVECO piloted by Martin McKick, who was one of an incredible 7 IVECO drivers who finished in the top 10 at the DACA this year. It also secured us a personalized photograph. But, enough about the souvenirs. Here is our exclusive interview with McKick, who notched up his first win in his faithful IVECO, affectionately nicknamed Sender. Can you outline the major steps in your career as a driver? Where and when did you start competing in motorsport and driving a truck? It all started at the early age of 5 or 6. I started with motorbikes, did some minor races, then I sat in the off-road car of my father. He was off-roading a lot and, in 2002, we went to see the Dakar Rally in Senegal. There, my father decided to go to Dakar the year after with an old LIAZ truck. I was 13 years old, but I was hooked from that moment. I didn't do much in racing until I was 20, though. In 2009, I navigated for my father in his truck the whole year except for the Dakar, so, I took part in the Silk Way Rally, Baja Aragon, and Hungarian Baja. First university, then Dakar, my father said. So, I graduated and started as a navigator in 2013 and 2014. After gaining some experience that way, I started on my own behind the steering wheel in 2015, with my father's support. How do you compare the Dakar in South America with the Dakar in Saudi Arabia? The biggest difference is the people. In South America, there are so many fans around the track, cheering for you all day long, it doesn't matter what position you're in. In Saudi, you don't see many of them. Comparing the different Dakar routes is difficult because it's a completely different environment. Saudi has all types of terrain. And what about the difficulty? Well, this year was definitely the hardest Saudi Dakar, and I believe one of the hardest in Dakar history, because of the long distances every day, the Chrono 48 stage. A new stage held over 2 days in which the competitors, scattered among 8 bivouacs, were basically left to their own devices, and the annoying dust. Can you tell us the story of your Dakar this year? What were the main turning points in the race and when were you confident of winning? You are never confident that you're going to win, but the main turning points were stages 5 and 6, because I went from being 45 minutes behind the leaders to being in the lead myself. Chrono 48, stage 6, was a 2-day stage of 570 kilometers in dunes only. This was very demanding. There were hundreds of meters high dunes of sand and everything was difficult. We started first, finished first, and slept in the middle of the desert without any service support. We didn't know anything about the standings or anything else, and we finished first with a lead of an hour over the second vehicle. That was unbelievable, and from that moment I knew inside. Most importantly, I could believe in my truck in every kilometer of our journey. It worked like never before. Who was the most challenging competitor this year? Ailes Lepreys, Mitchell van den Brink, Janus van Kasteren, anyone else? I would say Janus, especially at the beginning of the race. He won the stages, so he was starting with no dust. That was very helpful, and he is incredibly fast. But he didn't do well in Chrono due to technical problems and we just overtook everybody. After that, we were able to observe the rest and how they were battling each other. How can you describe your driving style? Are you aggressive, or a cool tactician? I do what's needed in a particular moment of the race. I drive with my head and don't do crazy stuff. I manage the truck in order to be able to go faster every kilometer and every day. My goal is to compete until the end of Dakar. It's cross-country and a navigational rally. You can be aggressive and win a stage, but that won't win you a Dakar. Of course, though, you must be fast and consistent and you must have a great truck, which we have with our IVECO. Can you explain the role of your IVECO Powerstar in achieving this result? Was it reliable and high-performing, as you expected? How did you modify your Powerstar compared to last year's truck? Are you using an automatic gearbox? Do you like it? The key to winning the Dakar is having a really great vehicle. The truck I drive is called Sender. It was developed by MM Technology and powered by the IVECO 13 Cursor, which generates over 1,000 horsepower of power and over 5,000 newton meters of torque, while the gearbox is an automatic Allison. It's really fun to drive even though I miss a manual, which allows me to play with the truck more. Our truck was really responsible for half of our achievement, thanks to its performance and reliability. This is very important. This year, we actually only made a few changes on the chassis setup and some other minor technical changes, because we knew it was already a great truck last year. The biggest advantage of our truck is definitely its compactness, with low weight balance and easy control. I just love it. The rally was seamless for us thanks to our truck. Can you tell us anything about your future projects? We are building new trucks, either for us or for our clients. We also maintain them and compete in various other rallies. That's what we want to do. We want to move ahead and create the best rally trucks in the world. We would like to acknowledge Gianenrico Graffini, president of the International Truck of the Year jury, who sourced this story for us. How the race played out. The Czech Republic flag fluttering in the breeze above the Lac Rose is a classic image from the 1990s, an era synonymous with the Tatra driven by Karel Lapraes, who last won back in 2001. Back home, his compatriots were counting on his nephew, Ailes Lapraes, who has come close to winning the Dakar many times. He was third in 2007, fourth in 2015, and fifth in 2019-21. In the end, though, it was Martin Mikic who put the Czech Republic back at the top of the truck category, doing so with plenty of panache. At first, no one seemed able to beat Janis van Kasteren in the fight for the title, not even Ailes Lapraes, his main rival last year. Lapraes tried valiantly at the beginning of the race, but van Kasteren was always a step ahead. As for Mikic, he took time to warm up. After trailing by 3/4 of an hour on the evening of stage 4, he displayed patience, waiting to pounce on his rival's slightest mistakes. As the saying goes, time comes to those who wait. During the 48-hour chrono stage, the 2-day 6th stage which Mikic deemed to be the hardest from any of his 12 Dakar rallies, Lapraes lost more than 1 hour in the dunes of the empty quarter. Van Kasteren lost even more time, crushing the Dutchman's hopes of defending his title. This propelled Mikic to the top of the general rankings. Behind the wheel of his trusty Iveco, affectionately nicknamed Sender, Mikic featured in the top three in every stage from day 5 of the rally onward. With 4 stage wins under their belt and a lead of almost 2 hours on arrival in Yanbu, the Iveco crew triumphed. WHO is Martin Mikic. At just 34 years of age, Martin Mikic lined up for his 12th Dakar this year. The charismatic Czech entrepreneur has followed in the footsteps of his father Martin Sr., who first competed in the world's toughest rally in 2003. The younger Mikic began his Dakar career in 2013 as a navigator for Vlastimil Wildman, before switching to the driver's seat from 2015 onwards. Over time, he has become one of the leading truck contenders. The absence of the Russians in 2023 threw the truck category wide open and led to a fascinating Czech-Dutch battle last year between Mikic, Ailes Lapraes, Jaroslav Valter, the Van den Brinks, and eventual winner Janis van Kasteren. Last year, Mikic had to be content with second place overall despite 4 stage wins, but he didn't begrudge his good friend van Kasteren the title. Mikic returned in 2024 as one of the main favorites, even if he insisted that the challenge of winning the Dakar was as hefty as his 10-ton Iveco Powerstar. His hobbies are anything with an engine and basketball. Iveco at the Dakar. Iveco has a long and illustrious history at the Dakar. The Paris-Dakar rally was conceived in 1977, but the 1980 edition was marked by a major first, the inclusion of trucks. In 1982, Iveco joined the Dakar adventure, starting a long journey full of great results and unforgettable moments. In the memorable Dakar 2012 event, Iveco achieved its first win, with Dutch driver Gerard de Rooy and his team claiming first, second, and sixth place. Last year, Iveco won the race as well through Janis van Kasteren, who drives an Iveco Powerstar, so this year's victory is nothing new to the Italian truck manufacturer.